Thank you very much, John. We can take some more of your calls and feedback regarding the voice shortly. But should we have smaller car bays and lanes to end our obsession with SUVs and utes? There's been some interesting research conducted by the Grattan Institute. Let's bring in Marion Terrell, the Transport and Cities Program Director. Good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie.
What's our obsession, do you think, with the SUV and the utes?
Well, we do seem to have an obsession. Back 30 years ago, only 8% of new cars sold were SUVs, whereas today it's more than half. And we're seeing more utes as well. And what we're seeing less of is passenger cars. So it's been an ever-increasing move into bigger and bigger vehicles over the last three decades.
Is that also, do you think, fueled by the fact there could be some tax concessions by buying these bigger motor vehicles?
There definitely are tax concessions, so it makes it cheaper to buy them. And some of that makes people think, oh, yeah, okay, if it's a bit cheaper, I'll spend a bit more. And in particular, what I'm talking about here is the fringe benefits tax concession, which means that if your employer lets you salary package a car, this happens for people who don't even have to drive it for work. It's very common practice. And what it means is it's cheaper for you, get a tax advantage. It's a better tax advantage if you're on a higher marginal tax rate. And what that means is so that a lot of people are driving around with fringe benefits tax cars. There's also an instant asset write-off for businesses, which again makes it more affordable to get a more expensive car sooner.
So these cars become more attractive. Should the tax rules change to discourage people from driving bigger cars?
I certainly think the fringe benefits tax should change. I think it dates back to an era when you had travelling salesmen and they really, you know, the car was part, they were allowed to drive at home at night sort of thing. But I think these days it's a very out-of-date concession. And I don't think we need it. And I think it's encouraging a degree of car dependency and also this push towards ever larger sized vehicles, which is, you know, has a lot of negative impacts on the community.
Such as?
Well, bigger cars use more fuel and so they have more carbon emissions is one. Mm. They also have more exhaust pipe pollution is another. They contribute more to congestion. And when a larger car's in an accident, if you're in a smaller car, then you're likely to come off worse in an accident. I think it more broadly and perhaps less obvious to us is the fact that because we're a very car-dependent nation, cars take up an awful lot of public space. About half of shared public space is dedicated to driving and parking. And so bigger cars need more space for driving and parking. And so as the cars get bigger, we demand more and more of the public space for it.
So should policymakers look at reducing the lane widths or perhaps reducing the size of the parking bays to discourage people from driving bigger motor vehicles?
Yeah, look, I think some of the parking bays should be smaller. A standard Australian car parking space is 13.0 or 13.5 metres squared. But what's standard in other countries, like in the UK or in France, is 11.5 metres squared, substantially smaller. So I think we certainly could be having at least some of our parking spaces and our standard parking space be smaller. And the same thing with roads. Our roads are very wide by international standards and they have crept up over the years as well. So I think, you know, it's not a safety issue. It really is. We've just tended to have lots of space in this country and it's led us to having very wide roads for a lot of the time, and we could probably get away with a bit less.
And discourage people in the process from buying bigger motor vehicles.
At the moment, everything is nudging people into larger vehicles. And all I'm suggesting is not to prohibit larger vehicles. Some people do need them and some people prefer them. But nevertheless, it would be good if we had some of the signals pointing in the other direction because, you know, there are these costs to the community if everyone is in a larger vehicle.
Marion, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Ollie.
What do you think of that? Marion Terrell, Transport and Cities Program Director at the Grattan Institute, saying smaller car bays and smaller lane widths, they could help end Australia's obsession with SUVs and utes. 133-882, do we need to end our obsession with SUVs and utes? She says they're not good for the environment, they're not good with their exhaust pipes. But we live in a big state. We live in a big area. You like the freedom to be able to drive north or head south or drive wherever you want to go on a holiday or to go and visit friends or family members. What do you think of Marion's suggestion there? We need smaller car bays and smaller lanes. We need to end our obsession with big cars. Hello, Alan.
G'day, Ollie. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Alan. How are you?
Look, I don't think cars have got bigger. They may have got taller. But you go back to the 60s and 70s and look at the big Falcons and the old HQs. They were a lot wider than what cars are today.
So they're okay, Alan. There's not too many issues. Maybe it's the drivers of the cars, Alan, that are the problem, not the cars themselves.